This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
I'm seeing red. The world's ending. Equity markets have cooled down. Inflation's through the roof. Interest rates are rising. Jeez, give me a break. I need help. How do I make more money in this world? Well, a lot of you are wondering, what the hell should we do in these volatile times? Well, I'm going to have a bit of a chat about it because not much we can do. We can do a couple of things. We can control the controllables. And if you walk into your bathroom and look up in that mirror, that thing there, that's one thing that can be controlled. So strap in, kids. We're going to have a chat about investing in volatile times. I just want to set the scene. There was a question in the Facebook group a short time ago. Andrea, whatever. Hi, thanks for being part of the group. Andrea. I don't know. I used to have a friend from South America. Her name was Andrea. But I've heard that some people in Australia, it's Andrea. But sorry, we'll move on now. Every pay, I put dollars aside for shares. However, with this current volatile state, do you think it's better to put the money into super and claim it in tax, as I've lost about $10,000 in the last 2 months? This is with my income and salary sacrifice. My super is with Host Plus Index Balanced. Fun fact, if you read my book, I've got a couple of things, one or three things to say about that investment option. And I've slowly pulled more cash because I'm losing so much so fast. Jump out of a moving car, you're going to get hurt, aren't you? Yeah, this is, all right, I'm in a bit of a mood, so I'll chill out a bit. This is, I just want to have a bit of fun with investing. It needs to be not too serious. We need to be engaged. We need to understand how things work. A couple of episodes, actually, I did an episode on strategy versus tactics. And this is the problem here. This is an exact live example where we've got tied up with tactics. You know, it's easy to just buy shares. It's easy to just salary sacrifice to super. It's easy just to pull your investments out into cash. So easy. They're just tactical levers that anyone can pull. Any monkey could walk across my keyboard and make those tactical moves right now. But Andrea, I reckon you've got to step back. Got to have a look at your strategy. What are you trying to do here? Because I read this and you're conflating a couple of things here. Number one, what's your strategy? Is your strategy to have excess money in your life? And with that excess money, I don't need it for any goals. I don't need it to save for kids' education. I don't need it to pay down extra on my mortgage because I'm happy with the minimum repayments at the moment. I don't need that extra money to save up to start a business. We've legitimately got some extra money in our life and we want to put that to work for the long term, and then we'll use superannuation to do that. Oh, and on the way in, we will go to our cap, you know, $27,500, and get a bit of tax help along the way, because basically, the government have these concessional contribution caps to entice people to put more money above their 10% salary continuance into superannuation to save more for retirement, because later on down the track, there is less chance they will be mooching off the government to fund their retirement. So it's an incentive from the government to have more people saving more money for their retirement. So that's your biggest issue there, Andrea. Like, do you want to save money in super for the long term because you've got all your other goals, all your other needs met, you've got consumer debt free, you've got your budget in line, you've got your goals happening? Or were you just having a bit of punt with shares and, yeah, I'll put some money in shares? Because this is the whole thing. If you've lost $10,000 in the last 2 months, and I think I think that $10,000 in the last 2 months, that might be from your super balance. And I know I'm being like dramatic and all that stuff, but I say all this with complete sincerity that I'm just making some stuff up here. I would imagine that $10,000 is your super balance, because if you lost $10,000 in the last 2 months, well, you know, if you lost 10% in the last 2 months, did you have a $100,000 share portfolio out of super? Not sure. It might, statistically, it'd be more than likely that someone would have $100,000 in super than $100,000 out of super. But, and this is it, like, we need to still remember that when we're putting money aside each week when you get pay, whether it's in shares in your own name or into superannuation, they're both invested into markets. So my challenge is to go back to your strategy and work out what you're doing. Because this is the whole thing. Like, you hear the saying like, oh, we've lost the battle at the moment, but we're actually in this to win the war. Like, that's the strategy, like to move forward and win. And when we have these volatile times with the investment markets, that should not actually impact your strategy. Because if it means you've invested into some shares in your own name, inflation goes up, interest rates go up, the tech stocks in the US hugely cool down. I mean, Netflix, a few weeks ago, they kind of had a net subscriber decrease, and that's the first time ever that that's happened. So we've got all these big tech companies cooling off. You know, all this stuff shouldn't actually impact your investing strategy, because when we step back and have a look at our investing strategy should be, I build wealth with equities for the long term. Your investment strategy shouldn't be, I build wealth in equities for the long term, but if we have a rough trot and the portfolio goes red, I cash out because I can't stomach it. No, we need to set clear, realistic expectations and really understand your risk profile. If you can't stomach putting all your money into 100% of equities in your own name, well, maybe you need to get a blended portfolio that has some exposure to some defensive assets. Maybe if you had, and I'll make a number up, Andrea, if you had $500 a week left over, you're on a really good income, you had $500 a week left over, you might say, well, I'm just going to put $300 of this into a long-term savings account and I'll invest the other $200. You see what I'm getting at? We have to always turn off the noise with investment markets and know that an event, and this is the thing, like if investing in shares is for at least 7 years, because we know this stuff happens, it was always going to happen. So we need to know that, hey, we are living in a time of investing now that we might see some red returns. I don't think your strategy says you stop investing at this time if your strategy is to accrue wealth for the long term. I think your strategy is to keep investing each month. Now, talking about super, oh, hang on. That's a change of strategy. The strategy is to build wealth for the long term using superannuation. And because I don't need the money for the long term, I'll park it in the most tax-effective manner for the long term and get a bit of a tax benefit on the way in as a trade-off from the government for locking that capital up. So with due respect, I don't think you've got a clear strategy and you're reacting on the fly. And that's fine. We've all been there. It's totally fine. We react on the fly and we end up doing dumb things when we react out of emotions. See, my investing strategy, part of my investing strategy isn't like, well, if it feels good and it feels like it's a good time in the market, I'll invest. And if it doesn't feel good, or if there's some bad news, or if there's an election, if there's a war, if there's this, or if there's that, if there's COVID, then I don't invest and I try and trade the market and not lose money. No. My investment strategy is to invest in quality equities, and I use basically ETFs, indexed options, diversified for the long term. I personally use superannuation. I personally use outside of superannuation. And I don't really look at my account. I don't even open it up. Most of the wealth that I plan to create in my life is going to be derived from the annuity that has two legs and a heartbeat, and it has a name, Glenn James. And that's me putting effort into my business, into my career, and then parking excess money that I don't need to live on after I've been generous and been a giver into long-term investments, whether it's equities, whether it's equities in superannuation, whether it's investment properties. You see, and this is why we always need to be very clear on our strategy. Now, I probably didn't answer the question, but it was a good rant, wasn't it? Let's just have a look. I'm just having a look. There's a few things in the Facebook group. Yeah, someone's like, this is the exact opposite of what you should be doing. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm going to go now, but always have a strategy, however small. If in doubt, close the app. If in doubt, don't look at it. Look at it once a year. If in doubt, speak to a professional and get some help, get some accountability. But the minute we get into selling down our super or investments into cash because we've seen some red and lost some money, you've locked in those losses and you can't recover. And the chances are when things get back to normal, you'll then re-enter the market. And if you just kept your mitts off it, you would have actually done better. So thanks again for your question. And, you know, there's almost 50 comments on that thread. So everyone jump in, just search, I don't know, search Host Plus, you'll see it. Search Index Balance or something in the Facebook group, or I just searched super and it came up. But that's what the group's there for. We are doing this together. You're not investing alone. If there's one thing you got out of this, you know, little 15-minute rant of mine, was to be very clear on your own strategy and what you're doing, and know that there could be a, what if there's a bear market and markets go sideways and do nothing for 18 months or 2 years? What if? Well, because I don't need my money for 20 years, who cares? But that's where I've arrived at, and I want you to as well. Hey, you've been great. I'm Glenn James. This is my Millennial Investor.
We acknowledge the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Symo Interactive, Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorised representative of Money Sherpa, Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451289.